Ashley Ashcraft, Carl Russell, and Joel Berdow. Jim Dennison, Daniel Vestal, Pete Sanchez, and Randy Richards, friends with significant experience in the wider world, have offered fruitful conversation about the project. Thanks to David Capes and Heather McMurray of Thomas Nelson, who recruited me to the project, and to Malia Bell, who patiently saw it to completion. Thanks most of all to my wife, Debbie. She assisted with some typing, good judgment, and a keen eye. She contributes to anything I do well. R. L. Hatchett, Professor of Theology and Philosophy, Houston Baptist University. Prologue. For years, I kept a cartoon on my study door. Students who stopped to read it often stepped into my office smiling. It encouraged easy conversation. It was a peanut strip. Charlie Brown's little sister, Sally, is writing a theme for school titled Church History. Charlie, who is at her side, notices her introduction. When writing about church history, we have to go back to the very beginning. Our pastor was born in 1930. Charlie can only roll his eyes toward the ceiling. Many Christians today suffer from historical amnesia. The time between the apostles and their own day is one giant blank. That is hardly what God had in mind. The Old Testament is sprinkled with reminders of God's interest in time. When he established the Passover for the children of Israel, he said, "Tell your son it will be like a sign that the Lord brought us out of Egypt." Exodus chapter 13, verses 8 and 16, NIV. And when he provided the manna in the wilderness, he commanded Moses to keep a jar of it for the generations to come. Exodus chapter 16, verse 33, NIV. As a consequence of our ignorance concerning Christian history, we find believers vulnerable to the appeals of cultists. Some distortion of Christianity is often taken for the real thing. At the same time, other Christians reveal a shocking capacity for spiritual pride, hubris. Without an adequate base for comparisons, they spring to the defense of their way as the best way, their party as a superior party. Finally, many Christians engage in some form of ministry without the advantage of a broader context for their labor. When they want to make the best use of their time or their efforts, they have no basis for sound judgment. I am not suggesting that one audiobook surveying our Christian past will refute all error, make the listener a humble saint, or plot a strategy for effective ministry. But any introduction to Christian history tends to separate the transient from the permanent, fads from basics. That is my hope for this audiobook among my listeners. The audiobook is designed for laypeople. We all know that term is made of wax. We can twist it to suit our own tastes. After 4 decades of teaching first-year seminarians, I have concluded that college graduates entering the ministry and an engineer or salesman who reads 5 books a year are members of the same reading public. For my purposes here, both are laypeople. In preparation for classes, a professor digests hundreds of books and accumulates thousands of quotations. In this survey volume, I have borrowed freely from the ideas and descriptions of others while working with a simple aim: keep the story moving. From years of teaching, I have also concluded that clarity is the first law of learning, so the divisions of the subject are all here. We call them ages because the conditions of the church's life change. Great eras, I know, do not suddenly appear like some unknown comet in the skies. In every age, we find residue of the past and germs of the future. But if the listener wants to get the plot of the story, all he or she has to do is listen to the paragraphs at the beginning of the major divisions. This device was important for unity, I felt, because each chapter is arranged in a certain way. Only one issue appears in each. The listener can find it in the form of a question after an introduction to the chapter. The introduction is usually some anecdote from the time. This means that each chapter is almost self-contained and could be listened to in isolation, almost like an encyclopedia article on the subject. Taking this issues approach admittedly